your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Last hour, we had an extended conversation with Chris in Texas. We actually held him through the break, so for those of you just tuning in, the conversation has been about the voluntary society, which I have discussed many a time on this program. Gardner, the nights you're here, we certainly have gotten into the topic quite often. Mm-hmm. And so inevitably, when presented with an idea as radical sounding as, hey, let's get away from this whole monopoly on violence thing that we call the government and move toward a society where people interact on a completely consent basis, voluntary basis. We'll call it the voluntary society for lack of a better term. And so Chris has been talking about his trip to Cambodia and how he experienced some things that, now, of course, he said it was free market feeling to him. It's not really a free market. There's still people that call themselves governments there. Property rights is sucky compared to some of the surrounding countries like Hong Kong and Singapore. So clearly the kind of basis for the voluntary society we talk about, which is property rights and a respect for property rights amongst most of the people in the population, it doesn't exist there. So it's comparing apples to oranges first and foremost, but nonetheless, it led us to the conversation that has come up in the past about child sex and dog fighting and cock fighting and whatever other undesirable activities that might be going on in the so-called free marketplace. Now, we have to acknowledge, first and foremost, that these activities are going on today in the restricted market with the government around. It just goes on in the underground. Essentially, they're all black market activities. They're relatively, the tracks are well covered from time to time. Somebody will get caught red-handed doing something, Michael Vick or, some pervo, touching kids. So sometimes, it'll boil and bubble to the surface and everybody gets outraged, then it goes away and they pretend like it's not going on. When in point of fact, if somebody gets caught doing it, then that means there are other people out there that have that same interest that are doing those things. Just all, it's completely underground. And I also wanted to point out, and as I did during the last hour, briefly toward the end of the hour, that Chris's kind of scary scenario was the idea that, well, in a free market, these people might move together and then, molest their own children or, whatever. However they did get the kids, they'd get kids and they'd move together and they'd touch them and rape them and stuff like that. And I'd like to point out that's happening now. I mean, it's happening in Utah. It's happening in Arizona, maybe more places. I know it happens there because I've seen reports on these people. They're these religious sects that, call themselves very devout Christian types or whatever religion they call themselves. I think it's some sort of Christianity offshoot where basically if you're a male, you have multiple wives, and your wives can start as young as, 12, 11, 10, something like that, to the point where you're having sex as a man in his 50s or 60s or 70s with multiple women who are, in many cases, very, very young. The young boys are essentially exiled from the community.
Picked out and sent on their way.
Yeah, and they just keep having sex with these women, making more babies, and, continuing on down the line. And what are you going to do about that? That was my question to Chris, because that's happening right now in the current government world. And Chris, you're still with us, so
yeah,
you're back.
I am, and I agree with you to a point on that. I believe it's the FLDS church that you're referring to in Arizona.
Yeah.
The leader
is that what
of that.
It is? Okay. I don't know.
I believe that's what it was. And I did see a news report that the leader of that is in prison, and he's been in prison for a little while now. Now, obviously, he's not the only one that was committing whatever.
If you were the authorities and you caught somebody that was doing this, wouldn't you call them the leader?
Well, he didn't deny it. He was the head of the church. I mean, he was the one that did all the marriages.
You've seen an interview with
like
this
that.
Guy?
I have.
Generally,
I have,
the perpetrators don't get a lot of press time.
Well, there's numerous articles in Time and CNN and Fox News. I mean, it's all a year or two old, but I did follow that particular thing. And
I've seen the same stories.
But
this is one sect of one of these, but these towns are all over the Southwest.
Oh, definitely. I don't want to argue that point.
And they all have their own leaders. They're not all following the same marching orders of one guy.
Well, you could go to Saudi Arabia where it's legal to, I don't think the government sanctioning something makes it right or wrong. more so than underage marriage, which is what the issue is with that church, those girls are put in a position where they don't really have a choice to get married. So at some extent, it definitely is rape, and or however you want to.
Well, that's from your perspective. That's just from your perspective, Chris. From their perspective, it's the way things are naturally set up to be. This is their life. This is their lifestyle. This is their community. These are the rules that they follow, and it's all completely normal for them. For you and I, it seems bizarre and twisted and weird. But for them, you know, they've been getting along that way for decades upon decades, if not much longer than that.
Well, I agree with you. I'm not trying to argue that point at all. I mean,
what are you trying to say?
I guess a good way to describe it would be my daughter is 6 years old, and mm-hmm. I cannot imagine watching another child of that age that clearly has no ability to consent to something as serious as marriage being essentially sold. And it happens all over the world. I mean,
sure.
In every
country. Are you going to sell your daughter?
No.
Then what's your concern, I guess, is what I'm wondering. What
other people's daughters?
This moves to the next level that I really wanted to talk about with the Voluntary Society, and I apologize for staying on so long, but...
Oh, we kept you on. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for that, but in a truly voluntary society, what I really see happening, and I play this out, and I'm not trying to argue it, I'm more trying to decide if it's the best course of action. Is it really the best way to go? And what I really see in it is a very, very precise caste system being set up in our society. If you are born poor... with the exception of charity, you are almost definitely going to be confined to that for the rest of your life.
Why would you say something like that? I mean, what evidence do you have that in the ability to, if you had the ability to make whatever kind of economic moves you wanted for yourself, invest in whatever businesses you wanted to invest in, start whatever kind of opportunities you wanted to start, that you'd be stuck in your economic class? It seems to me that the more oppressive a government is, the more likely you have a class system.
Well, I think that, and at a point it's happening now where the wealthy will suppress the poor and put them in a position, for example, the roads in Cambodia, not to use Cambodia as an example, but the airline is forcing people essentially to use their product, and what you will have is a wealthier corporation buying up the ones that, the smaller competitors, in order to force people to buy their product. Now, you have a choice on what
product. Because everybody will sell their company to whoever wants to buy it. Is that
for
right?
For a price. There's always a price on everything. I'm a strong believer in the almighty dollar can buy anything.
So now you're propagating the Bill Gates will control the world kind of argument, which suggests that, you know, one wealthy man will essentially be able to take over the entire free market society. I mean, it's absurd.
Absolutely
what you're talking
not.
About.
That is absurd. There's no way one person could actually do that. However, when you get into smaller niches, for example, Microsoft and Linux, you guys argue that point a lot. You know, if Microsoft could crush Linux, at this point, there's nothing stopping other people from springing up and creating another one. But if they had the ability to, it would certainly be in their best interest.
But their most likely ability to crush Linux is by getting some sort of legislation passed as opposed to buying out Linux. That's a very difficult proposition. I've been asked on this show, well, Ian, if they came to you and offered you millions of dollars to sell the show to Clear Channel or something like that, would you take it? No, I wouldn't, because I'm not just in this for the money. And I think there are a lot of people that are in their particular business, whatever it is, because they love doing what they're doing. They started it, not, you know, if they're in the medical profession, they're in it. In many cases, because they love to help people, not necessarily because they wanted to line their pockets and play golf every day, because they wanted to give people the assistance they were looking for.
And I have to say, Chris, you know, your thought process really runs counter to centuries of economic history and real economic axioms, such as the very concept of the division of labor being beneficial to man, and also the idea of relative advantage coming up, where you see countries that are coming out of, for example, Hong Kong. Hong Kong was a basket case, but they allowed for greater private property. They allowed for greater investment. They pulled away the government, and all of a sudden you start seeing standards of living rising in those areas. As the standards of living start to rise, as those people who were downtrodden and would be seen by many socialists as being exploited, as they gained, they learned more. Their skills, they were able to aggregate themselves and start their own businesses. This is how the market works. So they become their own competitors. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And moving on, take your calls about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether it's the issues of the day or paranoid fantasies about what the free market will actually mean to somebody, we'll talk about anything here. 800-259-9231.
You know, that's... such an unfair characterization. The fact is,
yeah, it's paranoid to suggest that you think that in the free market, where there's property rights abound and the freedom to choose and do your own thing, that somebody's going to be able to come in, buy up all the competition in some given industry, and lord dominion over everybody to the point where nobody is going to be able to advance out of the class in which they were born.
One can look at historical examples of how humans have interacted, and you'll see that slavery is rampant. And I think that that's what the concern is, and I think that it's a valid concern.
I'm not sure why that's a concern. We're talking about a society where the only way you'll get to it in the first place...
A very fictitious society that has not yet existed, so we're going to need to get there step by step.
And the only way to get there...
And I love the opinion that showing people the promised land with all its gritty underside is really not of any value, when really what you want is steps towards liberty.
The only way you're going to get there is by helping people understand why it's beneficial, because if people don't understand why a voluntary society is desirable and beneficial, then we're never going to get there in the first place. If they do come to that conclusion and they do come to that understanding and then we get there, then we won't have the problems that people are suggesting, because the paradigms that people are running on will be completely different.
And a couple questions for you, Mark, as well. I would assume that you are not in favor of antitrust laws.
I am not in favor of antitrust laws.
Okay, excellent. And so the idea is that a company that has gained majority or very large market share has gained it out of pleasing the customer or the consumer, if they have
probably through government connections.
But let's say in a free market, before we started seeing all these sort of glad handling things in such massive numbers, you get an example of IBM. They gained market share. And
yeah, IBM's a really good example, actually.
They did get a lot of
government contracts.
I was going to say defense contracts and so on. But let's say you've got a company, Coca-Cola or something like that,
which of course is not a good example because
they get
the competitors
to
Pepsi is huge.
That's true, but let's say hypothetically, you've got a company out there that's doing very well. Some of the early railroads, the same sort of thing, the government stepped in and wiped them out. So you've got these laws. Now, you would be against the government stepping in because many people say that those companies exploit the consumer, that they would gouge the consumer. The consumer has no alternative, no place to go. Now, would you apply that same sort of thing? You don't need government in that case, because consumers, there's always the possibility of somebody else coming in and offering a product, so the companies never go beyond a certain point that the consumer is not willing to accept. It is based on the vast majority of the people in the capitalist system, and they could start going elsewhere. So would you say that sort of logic, that analysis of human behavior, would not apply to other types of things that we see as malicious behavior, that people would somehow continue to flock to these types of things despite the fact that it's really not that popular, they don't really like this sort of behavior, unless government were involved to stop people?
So you're asking me more specifically if I think that child sex would abound in the absence of a government, because people would then be unfettered and allowed to do such a thing?
Or that people would be exploited by businesses, that the children would continue to be exploited by businesses because there's a market for that exploitation?
I don't think that there would be I don't think that you would see big business behind child sex. I think that more likely what you would see is mobs of people using force on individuals who have initiated force on the children who cannot make a decision about sex. That you would see people being killed in their homes.
I don't think he was talking about child sex. I think he was talking about businesses buying out other businesses.
And well, no, I was trying to apply that sort of paradigm.
That's why I asked the question.
To the child sex exploitation type concept. So I guess your point, really, Mark, if I can distill it, grab onto it myself.
Free market justice.
You'd see free market justice, which do you think that then could cause the free market society to collapse into battling sections of free market societies?
I think what you would see is injustice.
justice because you would see people accused of being a witch. I mean, a child sex advocate or whatever practitioner, and people would jump to conclusions because there wouldn't be due process of law.
Because people don't want that stuff, right? And they're not interested in due process.
People really don't care about due process for other people. They only care about due process for themselves.
Yeah, but it's the same sort of thing as I don't care about other people buying a box of cereal. I only care about that for myself. Mm-hmm. But you get the best cereals out there, and there's a market for it.
I'm just expressing my concern.
There's a market for justice because when somebody's wronged, it's not just them that's harmed. There are a lot of people that can be affected by somebody who's been harmed. There are people that are connected to them, their family members, their coworkers, people that they're doing business with that are affected by that individual being harmed or removed from the marketplace. So I think all of those folks want to see real justice, and I think there's a demand for it out there. But Mark, if you're saying that people don't care about that, then maybe you're right. And then they get what they get, right? Because we've got a crap can justice system today.
We do.
All right, let's continue with your calls. Rich is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Yes, I have a question. How would you respond to somebody who thinks that the root of our health care problem is the insurance company?
Oh, man.
You know, and I know that the root of the problem is government control of everything, licensure laws.
Yes.
Prohibition, et cetera, et cetera.
And I got to tell you, we talked about this last week. What you got to do is you got to distill about 80 years of history in a very brief answer to these people. You say, okay, first of all, we don't have a free market in this. States impose all sorts of regulations on businesses that force them to have to pay for people with pre-existing conditions. Then people can drop their insurance policies until after they get sick. The sick people are left paying their policies. And of course, they make a lot more claims that drives rates up. The government, makes doctors perform these particular services for Medicare and Medicaid. They don't pay the full amount. Those charges are then put onto the private insurance companies, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And if you can bring up examples of private health care the way John Stossel does, in areas where the government does not have regulations like laser eye surgery and plastic surgery, the productivity gains in what they do, they find ways to reduce costs because they're competing with each other. It brings down the charges for all the people who are going there, and you've seen, if you look at a graph, those rates go way down as quality goes way up. But we don't get this other kind of response because the government is telling businesses how to do their business rather than letting the consumers tell them.
And I think that we read an article here on the air by a guy named Charles Hugh Smith called The Impossible Healthcare Solution. And I love the way he labels it the Impossible Healthcare Solution because, A, it is impossible. We're just never going to – nothing's going to stop some kind of larger socialized healthcare system coming upon us. Even if Obama gets defeated, they're still going to make some kind of changes to the healthcare system here in the United States. It's going to make it that much more difficult for people to get cheap and good healthcare and make it that much more likely that down the road we'll get it. And the other reason is people listen when you say this is the impossible solution that would work, and that is go back to cash.
I think that at the federal level, it's certainly impossible. I think that on a local level, if you could declare independence and escape from the federal system, then you could have the possibility of a true free market healthcare situation. But I don't know if any of that really answered your question, so I'm going to bring you back here in a moment, Rick. Rich, 800-259-9231. How do you address someone who believes the insurance companies are the problem?
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338, 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue here with your calls in moments. Also, I want to tell you about Jason Osborne over at SACL CAI. He has got a company, SACL CAI, that has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Jason Osborne, of course, not only behind SACL CAI, but also behind so many great liberty-oriented products and services out there. Gardner Goldsmith, of course, joining us every Monday night. Yeah. Jason is behind his show as far as being a major sponsor of the Gardner Goldsmith Liberty Conspiracy, which you can get and download and enjoy over at libertyconspiracy.com. SACL is behind the Think Twice News. Jason Osborne, thinktwicenews.com, which is a brand newish, I'd say now within the last few months, newish news source on the internet. News packages available at thinktwicenews.com via YouTube, and they're working on a zombie movie as well.
It sounds awesome.
Think Twice Productions is becoming quite the the liberty-oriented company out there doing things that are specifically liberty-oriented and then also just doing fun stuff as well. Although I'm sure they'll mix some sort of pro-freedom message into their zombie movie. I haven't heard much about the plans on that yet.
I can't imagine how it would escape.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Wait till you see this thing.
All right.
Jason's told me it's really cool.
So let's continue here. Rich is on the line. Rich, your question was, how do you talk to somebody who believes that insurance companies are the root of the problem with the healthcare situation in this country? Was that accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I had that conversation yesterday, or the day before yesterday, and at the time, the best response I could think of was that the insurance companies are not the problem or the root of the problem. They're simply a product of the environment that they're in, and that environment, of course, is caused by government regulation and intervention and prohibition and so on.
But I would suggest going ahead and embracing that a little bit. If that's where the person you're talking to is coming from, there is a good reason for it, and that is that insurance companies suck. I mean, they really do in a lot of ways.
I agree.
Screwed a lot of people over.
But if you think that insurance companies stink, just wait until the government runs
theirs. That's very cliche, Mark, and
but
fun.
But it's true.
I understand that, Mark, but that's not going to necessarily persuade right off the bat this person we're talking about here. The way I would approach that particular objection is to say, you know, I agree with you that insurance companies are part of the root of the problem. Go ahead and call them part of the root of the problem, because the environment they're in, as you were talking about, Rich, is partially created by them. In many cases, it's the companies themselves that are advocating for increased regulations. So they understand that, the big players in the insurance game understand that if they can get their buddies in government to change the rules of the way they have to play the business by, that they'll be able to lock other people out of the business, prevent them from even starting up their a new company to compete in the marketplace, and establish their position ever the more dominantly in the marketplace. And when one company goes out of business, it just makes it that much easier for them, because it's so difficult for somebody new to start up to replace them. So in a way, the insurance companies are part of the root of the problem, because they're inherently tied in with the state. They're out there asking for regulations, and they're getting the regulations they're asking for. And it's that regulatory atmosphere that prevents competition that could give us better service. And of course, you can also talk about how the insurance companies have obviously benefited by a lot of the mandates that have come down from government, as far as, you know, having businesses giving their employees health coverage and things like that. That's health coverage that's being run through those big insurance companies. So,
give you a great example here in the state of New Hampshire. Well, actually, first, I was looking at a piece today from Time Magazine. It's sort of like, hopefully they'll be out of business very soon, because I detest them. But
it's like the mouthpiece for the Obama administration.
It's ridiculous, but it's like reading Pravda, But they happen to mention that there are 1,000 health insurance companies in the United States, but only 6 pretty much dominate the market. Well, the reason
why
6 pretty much dominate the market is exactly what you're talking about. In various states around the country over the past 10 years, they have imposed all these regulations on insurance companies issuing their health insurance policies, and the large companies were usually the ones that already were tied in with the state, like Blue Cross Blue Shield and things like that. They did not touch them first. The other companies were driven out. For example, in New Hampshire, there were 10 companies in 1996 that issued private health insurance policies to people. The day a regulatory scheme went into law that forced them to have to take people with pre-existing conditions, which would drive their rates through the roof because young people would no longer buy their policies and bring clean money into the system, those 6 of those 10 companies left the state.
Wow.
A couple years after that, 2 more left. There were basically, after 4 years, there were 2 companies left in the state, one of which was Blue Cross Blue Shield, which had already had a deal with the state that they would get a special tax write-off for a while. So I
say embrace it. It's one of those, it's the kind of the tactic of, well, I agree, trying to agree with the person on as much as you possibly can. You're not agreeing with them that they're solely the root of the problem, but they are absolutely, the big companies are tied in with the root, and that is government and its ability to control the marketplace. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And that brings up, you've all brought up some things that I never really thought of to articulate. And it seems that government regulations, it's like a two-way thing. The government is trying to control the insurance companies, while at the same time the insurance companies are trying to get the government to pass laws that will benefit them. And between both of these types of laws, the ones that are designed to control the insurance companies and those that are designed to benefit them, are screwing the people.
Pretty much. Thanks, Rich, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That way, with that person's objection, you're embracing them. You're saying, look, I see where you're coming from. I understand what you're saying. And here's where you're absolutely right. Here's maybe a part of the picture you're missing about why the insurance companies are so bad, are as bad as they are.
I think another way that you can show it is you can basically show what the government-run insurance company, which is what Obama was proposing before it got apparently
sidelined.
Yeah, if it wasn't killed today, it was at least dealt a mortal blow.
It's,
as you predicted, Gardner.
I've got a slightly different take on it, but I'll get to that in a minute.
I don't believe that it's going to come back like a zombie.
Yeah,
Brains,
yeah,
American Brains.
Oh, yeah, well, even the new development is quite interesting.
But I think that you can show that, look, if you use nothing but FedEx and UPS all the time, you're going to have some complaints with those services. However, those premium services, the problems that you have with them pale in comparison to the problems that you have in dealing with the United States Postal Service.
Sure.
And there you have almost an exact parallel to what government insurance is going to look like. If you think you've got problems with insurance companies today, if you think that they're dealing poorly with their customers, and I will not dispute that, just wait until the government, who has no reason to do what you want them to do, runs health insurance.
You're asking for a monopoly. I mean, that's the irony of all this, is that a lot of the people that are in favor of this government-run healthcare system or government-run insurance company, they are essentially favoring a monopoly situation, whereas normally they would be against a monopoly. Normally, if you just ask them straight out, are you in favor of monopolies? They would say, oh, of course not. Monopolies are bad. But not when it's the government monopoly,
right,
because there's some sort of fantasy that goes on in their heads that suggests that, well, if someone who's like me is in charge, they'll run it efficiently. They'll run it well.
Right.
But they won't.
Well,
the fact is,
you know,
when you look at public education, which is another great example of what the government does when it's in charge, and how little of recourse you have in dealing with them. You may choose to go and get a premium service, but that's the only kind of recourse you have against government education is lump it or leave. And it just goes to show.
Gard, I know you've got some analysis on this new change, this proposed change to sideline the government insurance option. I do want to cover that, so I'm going to make a note. We'll get to that probably coming up in hour three. Still got to take your calls about anything here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It sounds like it's working out as you predicted on this program last week, Gard.
Pretty close.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-
866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And if you enjoy this program, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some of our alternate options. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com.
I want you to call and take advantage of this one-week free offer of this new vitamin I've been taking. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's an antioxidant and a vitamin all in one, so I don't have to take the little shot of wolfberries like my wife had me taking recently for antioxidants. Is all you have to do is call 800-219-8874. They'll give you a free week of it. 800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-219-8874.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone call. Severin is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Severin.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I had an issue I was going to talk about, but real quick I wanted to respond to Chris, the guy from talking about child sex rings in Cambodia.
Yes, sir.
The thing I would want to ask him, and the thing I would want to know about Cambodia that I don't, is the Cambodian courts, whoever runs them, do they look at a child's body as their own property? And
that's a good
what
question.
Is the recourse that the child could have, even if I know as a little child they might not have any recourse, but you know, 15, 16 years old, if they come back in and try to pursue through the court system, what kind of recourse do they have? That I don't know, but I would expect that what you'll find in a place like Cambodia is that there's really no recourse for those children.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask, what's the recourse for the teenage girls? I've heard rumors through the grapevine around here that there's a certain police officer who has a penchant
for teenage girls. And, you know, I, for one, think, you know, if you want to have sex with teen girls, I think they're old enough to consent. But just kind of in the, you know, with the suggestion that such things are bad, where's the recourse for them if the officer pulls them over and says, hey, I'll, you know, get rid of this ticket for you if you'll come over to my house tonight and hang out with me.
Yeah.
Where's the recourse there? How do you handle something like that in this country?
You look at, we were talking off the air a little bit about Nevada and the prostitution being legal in most of Nevada, exclusive for certain areas around Las Vegas. And you generally see that the women who work in that industry are not exploited in the ways that they are exploited when there is a black market. And you find that, I think, as you know, Mark was bringing up, you look at other businesses, the UPS versus the United States Postal Service. He says, you know, you're going to get recourse and you can get addressability from UPS, and you're not going to get it from United States Postal Service in the way that you would in the private marketplace. So even, I think, even if you're looking for security and safety to try to dampen these sorts of bad things to happen, you again find much better addressability and responsiveness to what people really want through the marketplace, because that is what they want. Wait till you hear, you know, I just say, you know, I was reading this article about the healthcare thing. Wait till you hear what Kathleen Sebelius had to say about the marketplace.
She's one of the government
people. Yeah, we'll tell you that later.
But, yeah, you know, you're right about that, Gardner, because about the whole responsiveness, responsibility, companies in the marketplace actually bowing to consumer demand. Yeah. The situation with the cop having that level of control over the people that they've pulled over, in this case, the, you know, the young teen girls, that situation wouldn't really exist in the marketplace, because if those teenage girls went to the government cops and complained about that, they'd be laughed out of the office. Oh, come on, Officer So-and-so's not like that. He's a good guy. I know. I play, you know, poker with him illegally. I play poker with him on the weekends, and, you know, we hang out. He's a good guy. He would never do something like that. Case closed. You know, and because we've seen the thin blue line close around its ranks, we've seen them protect their own, and we've seen the citizens getting outraged about it. We've seen citizen police watch commissions formed that are supposed to oversight the police, and that does very little to actually move things forward and have some sort of accountability factor. It does very, very little, because they're pretty much neutered from day one, because nobody can break through the brotherhood. They can't break through the thin blue line. But if some private security agent decided to try to lord his control over some teenage girl or a little kid or whatever we're talking about, if some private agent did that and somebody went to his company and complained about it, they'd have an interest to really look into that complaint. Because if it was true what that young person was saying about the private security agent, well, they're going to want to get rid of that guy. Because if they don't, then word's going to get around that, you know, so-and-so's company isn't doing anything about the child molester they have working for them. Hey, maybe you want to cancel your contract with them and come over here where we're vetting our employees better. Because there'd be that market competition factor that currently doesn't exist because, again, we're dealing with a monopoly. And it's so funny, Mark, having you say, well, if you think healthcare is bad now, wait until the government's in charge, suggesting that, well, healthcare with a few providers kind of sucks, as we've seen, because it's restricted by the government. But if it was just the government, it would be even worse, and that's true. But that's what we have now with government policing, is the government program that is a monopoly. Think of how much better it could be if it was actually subject to competition. Any other thoughts there, Severin?
Not on that subject, no.
Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, in Colorado we have medical marijuana facilities similar to California.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading an article the other day where they were several of them got raided, and they were raided by the FBI. And the thing is that when questioned by the news agency that I had read it, it was our local NBC affiliate, the FBI didn't say what they were raiding them for. They just said that it doesn't have anything to do with marijuana, yet apparently they still took the marijuana.
Sure they
and
did.
They still seized all the records for patients, et cetera.
Right. Doesn't matter that it was completely legal. Doesn't matter that those companies that are operating those compassion clubs or whatever they're called in Colorado, I know that's what they're called in California, that they were running by the book, that they were completely doing what the state law required them to do, jumping through whatever hoops they jumped through. It doesn't matter to the feds. They'll just come in, take all your marijuana, take all your cash, and you're out of business. That's what's been happening, and it's happened again and again, and it's continued to happen after Obama promised it would stop.
And, you know, I've got to tell you, just as a little tangent, but I think also salient to this conversation, I've been listening to some Boston talk host, and he's out there. He supposedly touts himself as a libertarian. He drives me up the wall sometimes. Jay Severin.
Oh, is he still employed?
Yeah, he's still going. Okay. And you know, sometimes he does a great job defending freedom, but he's not grounded enough in the philosophical beliefs of and evidence grounding freedom. And so he was talking about.
It doesn't help that he's a bigot.
Yeah,
from what I can tell.
Yeah, he's pretty nasty on immigration. It's pretty awful. And but anyway, he was talking about the poppy crop in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, well, you know, what needs to be done here is, you know, this poppy crop. It's sort of funny when you're talking about government because it sounds like poppycock. But this poppy crop has funded al-Qaeda. They get so much money in Pakistan and Afghanistan that he says what we've got to do is go in and wipe out the poppy crop. And just destroy it. And I was thinking, oh, yeah, that's a really good way to get all those people in Afghanistan to like the U.S. citizens.
That's worked so well in Colombia.
Yeah. Go and take away their recourse, their means of sustaining their families and their kids. Do that instead of actually allowing them to come above board, start real businesses, and decriminalize this stuff.
Now, don't forget that the fact that if the government goes out to destroy poppy crops, that they will, in fact, destroy lots of other crops, too, because that's how the government works.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that if we're going to do that, let's just go ahead and use Agent Orange so that we can have a lot of, a lot of costs for taking care of our veterans afterwards because, you know, that kind of thing's going to happen. We've done this crap before, people.
Yeah.
Don't do it again. It
doesn't work. And then his alternative is to have the government buy the crop and destroy it.
It's like, you don't understand economics. You're foolish on this. See, this is one of the problems with talk radio. These people like Jay Severin calling themselves libertarians.
Yeah,
not even close.
I think he's stopped. And sometimes, you know.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, anyway, so I just wanted to bring that up because.
And that's not you, right? Severin, you're a different Severin. Severin in Colorado.
Yeah, that's right.
Severin's my first name.
All right.
Okay.
I've been asked online before if I was Jay Severin.
That's funny.
Is it spelled the same way?
Yeah.
His last name is really Severino, so...
Is that true?
Yes.
Thank you for the call tonight, Severin. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the government's health care plan has shifted ever so slightly. And Gardner, you will explain, you will explicate, you will enlighten, you will help us understand what's going on.
Either that or I'm going to go grab some of that poppy crop.
Oh, if I only could. I tried a little opium tea and it was kind of fun. But that's the only experience I've ever had with it. More
not
on the way.
My cup, sorry.
You take control, not your cup. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.